back on the Boss Man Show here with Florida State Seminoles head coach Leonard Hamilton. Big win last night against the Virginia Cavaliers at the Tucker Center, the Tuck down in Tallahassee. Coach, good to talk to you again. How's life down there in Tallahassee, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to enjoy that victory there for maybe another few hours. Then we got to go on to whoever we're going to play on Saturday. Right now, we don't know who that's going to be.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Coach. First of all, my first point to you was this, Coach. Your team is paused twice already. And, you know, you already say it's not an excuse. But let's talk about how your team's overcame and adapted, knowing that you don't know who you're going to play from day to day, if you're going to play, testing constantly, just having to go through all this COVID, but still persevering and 12-3 on the year now in a good position, ACC Conference there, to win that title again once more.
Well, that's the plan. And so you can't allow yourself to get all caught up and being disappointed or even trying to worry about the unexpected. We can't control this pandemic. We can't control what's going on. We got to worry about that which we can't control. So, you know, whoever we play on Saturday, you know, we're going to be prepared. We're going to have one coach preparing for one team and somebody else playing for somebody else. And we're going to practice more worrying about what we're going to do with who we are and how we want to play. And we'll make the necessary adjustment when we find out if we play or who we play on Saturday.
Now, Coach, last night, you got to be happy early in the game. Anthony Polite and Raekwon Gray defensively got you guys going really fast. And MJ Walker, my man from Riverdale, Georgia, had even got started scoring the ball yet. And he was already playing really, really well last night. Talk about how Anthony Polite and Raekwon Gray really got you guys going last night.
Well, to be fair, I was with you. You know, we got each other going, you know, in our system, everybody getting touches. Everybody going to have opportunities. We got to make good decisions. And Anthony had played, but this is his second game back. He missed four games. Raekwon Gray, you know, he's one of the more older guys, more experienced guys on the team. Now it's time for him to step up. Our guys is doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, Anthony now has played Wake Forest was his first game back, but Raekwon Gray is seeing – and his role is to be whatever we need him to be in order for us to be successful. And our guys are buying into the culture. They bought into the culture. And now we're just going out and executing our game plans and trying to stay at a high level of focus so we can give ourselves the best chance to win.
And, Coach, you got to love the fact that last night your guys won every phase of the game. You know, I know you had to call a quick timeout in the second half when Mr. Clark scored 4 points in a row, but your team got back on track really, really fast after that. So how happy were you to see your guys pretty much give you guys a 40-minute complete game, knowing that this is what you can do as you all grow and keep getting better and better each day here?
Well, we had a dip there in the second half. There's no doubt about that. We had a dip, but I thought our guys responded very well from that. You know, you expect the best team in our league, the best team that's in our league for the last 5 or 6 years to stage a comeback. But when they cut it to 7, we went on a 17-0 run, and I think that's as a result of the quality of our depth. You know, us being able to push the pace, being able to play a lot of people, I just thought that made a big difference in us being able to sustain our effort for the entire game.
Most definitely, Coach, and as you said, depth is so important because, you know, you can withstand some things, foul trouble, things happen in the game. So as you're getting towards this tournament time here, as it gets closer to March here, knowing you have all these guys who can play and accepting their roles or there are interchangeable parts for you guys, Coach, it's got to be really important as you all get ready for this run here, which you want to get done here in March here real soon.
No doubt about that. What we need right now is us to still continue to keep getting better. We've had 4 weeks now, we've been out, so it's important now for us to get back in rhythm. And I thought our guys played well the other night, a lot of it because of the respect we had for Virginia. We know that they're a bigger team, they're very well coached, they're loaded with talent, and they kind of brought the best out of us.
And, Coach, I do feel like this. You came here to Atlanta. I hate I couldn't see you guys play on January 30th here in Atlanta because of the protocols. But you went on a pause, unfortunately. But I feel like it gave you guys time to rest, recover, and refresh. And now kind of do some self-scouting, self-evaluating. And you guys are ready to make this run here, last part of the schedule here right now before the tournament starts.
Well, whether we wanted it or not, we had the opportunity to refresh and get away from it. So we had to use it the best way we could. And so that we turn lemonade into we turn the lemons into lemonade. So that's what we did. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, Coach. I got that for you. It's good. I think, Coach, you have a veteran team. You have a lot of older guys in prominent roles, besides Mr. Barnes, who I get to hear shortly here. So having those veteran guys, I feel like, Coach, really has helped your roster. Having those guys help lead your roster here, help guys come along and not let the negativity bring them down and keep a positive view on everything.
Well, I think what you have is that we have some guys who are changing roles. You know, they've been around, but their roles have shifted. MJ now is a leader. Gray and Polite and Osborne, Wyatt Wilson, those guys were rotation players last year. Now they stepped into different roles. Then we have four new guys that we're trying to integrate into our system. So we have a lot of moving parts right now. It's not, it's because guys have been in our program sometimes, you know, their roles change and they got to adjust. And then when you lose 4 weeks of practice and the number of games, sometimes it makes it a little difficult. But we're just trying to get it done whichever way we have to. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, Coach. Most definitely, Coach. And speak about my man, MJ Walker, from Riverdale, Georgia, right off the road here. I know the fans in Atlanta want to hear you talk about this young man, how he's led your team this year, been doing a great job in every aspect of the game for you guys. So tell us a little bit about what MJ's meant to your roster this year and over all his time in your program.
Well, MJ's been instrumental in our program from day one. He's always been a warrior-type mentality. He always was a big shot taker, big shot maker. He had the courage. He has a level of confidence that's different. And then those moments when we really are challenged, it seems as though he gets more efficient. He gets get that eagle eye approach, and he always comes through and make plays for us when the game's on the line.
Most definitely. And Coach, Scotty Barnes, I know he's the top five-star recruit you have. He's growing in his role. I know he wasn't starting for a while there for you guys, now playing 14 games for you this year. Tell us about how he's progressed over the season and what you're looking forward to him doing for you the rest of the year here going forward.
Well, who starts in our program doesn't necessarily have anything to do with how important they are to us. I mean, they all play about the same. And sometimes having your best players coming in 3-4 minutes has a more positive effect than sometimes them starting, because as the other players fatigue and their rotation players come in, sometimes having your best players going against other folks' role players sometimes works to our advantage. We want to sustain our effort for the whole 40 minutes. And we play 10, 11 guys, they all play about the same. Scott is definitely a starter. He plays starter minutes, but starting to us is being in there when it's important, being when the game's on the line. Starting to the media like you is who's out there at the tip. That starting lineup doesn't mean very much to us. It's interesting that many years ago, Red Auerbach won 9 straight NBA titles. I said 9 straight NBA titles. John Havlicek, Nelson, Sack Sound, a lot of those guys came off the bench. I'm talking about Hall of Fame guys, guys who played. So it's interesting that he was a genius using his approach. And then when I used that approach, everybody wanted to start questioning. You know, hey, I'm trying to be like Red Auerbach. I have no original ideas. I steal whatever. I'm a thief. I break in and enter. I'm breaking and entering into their minds and their spirits and their system, and I'm stealing parts out of, you know. So, you know, when people start questioning, well, why is he not starting? Why y'all didn't ask Red Auerbach why John Havlicek wasn't starting? You know what I'm saying? You know, so what I'm saying to you, but on a serious note, the rotation of our players, I think it has a lot to do with the success that we're having. And, I mean, most people don't even know Scotty turned his ankle and he tweaked the groin. So I need him warmed. So the first 2 minutes of the game for a freshman, he's sitting there riding the bicycle getting warm, and then he's watching what's going on. 2 minutes, he's in the game, and then he's on fire. He knows what they're doing. He knows how they're playing. Last year, this guy was a 6'9 power forward. He's made the most progress of any basketball player I've ever seen in my life. He has a seamless transition from power forward, beating and banging down low, to being the guy who makes the decision when the game's on the line. So now he's hit two game-winning shots for us. Well, I think one was it against Florida, I believe, or Indiana. One of those games, I think it was Indiana. He made the a winning shot for us, and the games come so fast, man. I forget what.
Oh, what I know that, Coach. I get you. Hey, Coach. Yeah. Coach, I trust in Leonard Hamilton. I know you. I trust in you, Coach. Hey, you are a legend in this game, so I trust you always, Coach. I tell you what. And speaking of one of your proteges, Dennis Gates, man, in the Horizon League, top of the league, coaching real good with Cleveland State right now. Talk about how happy you are for him and what he's doing right now up there for those Vikings.
We talk quite often. He's leading that league. He comes in as a rookie coach, and he's coach of the year, which is unbelievable. And this year, second year, he's number one in the league. That's awesome. He must have had a good mentor. Let me say that. Dennis is very sharp, smart. He's a student of the game. I have absolutely no doubt that he's going to be successful. A lot of time, head coaches get too much credit. He really helped me, contributed a lot to the success of our program. We wish him well, and we know the best of getting Dennis Gates is yet to come. He'll have a Power 5 job here for too long, and he's going to be creating havoc. I'm very proud of Dennis.
He'll be on the show tomorrow, Coach, so I'll let him know that tomorrow when I speak with him, because he'll be on tomorrow for sure. And, Coach, talk to a young coach that I want to run by you with interim head coaching jobs. Mr. Johnson at Texas State, T.J. Johnson, and also Ozzie Brown at Wichita State doing great jobs. And I feel like, Coach, you want to see more diversity in college basketball and D1. I feel like these two young brothers are coaching really well, and I want to know your thoughts about Ozzie and T.J.
Well, once again, you know, we get caught up in our own little world sometimes, and we don't notice what's going on. I'm so proud of those guys, man. They're doing a great job out there. That just shows that we're given the opportunities. You know, our guys are capable of going out and doing great things, and I'm so happy for them. I hope one of them becomes the head coach.
Most definitely. I'm talking to Isaac Thursday, had TJ on last week, so I love what's going on, Coach, with this our young coaches. I want to help them as I can, man. I really do, Coach. I want to see them, like you, man, be in this game for years, man, and establish themselves, man, because you are a trailblazer, Coach, and I've been watching you since I was a child. I'm 33 years old. I watched you since I was a child, Coach. So, you know, I've wanted juices, the Wizards of Miami now, so I feel like, you know, it's an honor to talk to a living legend like you. Yourself, man, I really do.
Well, thank you very much, and anytime I can be on and share whatever knowledge I have or what my experiences, please don't hesitate to call.
Yes, indeed, Coach. Well, Coach, thank you for your time as always, Coach, and best of luck to you against Saturday. Whoever you play Saturday, we're cheering for you, Coach. And you are the man. Be safe, Coach.
Thank you very much.
All right.